Yes. What they didn't tell my family is that I'd be home a basket case. I came doddering up the walkway. My family was there. Estelle was there. I was carrying numerous armaments that I'd taken with me. As I stood on the street corner, from the speakers there blared the sound of holiday joy.
On come the bells, sweet silver bells, songs seem to say, throw cares away.
That's what was singing, but in my own mind, what I was hearing was... So as I stood there on the street corner, I unstrapped and I took the... horrible mark from the days when the name on my uniforms had Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Pine Tree 1967. You just don't leave that behind you. Going from hooch to hooch. Diving in the doorway, spraying anything standing there! They try to return fire. You want to dance? Come on! Let's dance! I'm telling you what, living like that, tour after tour, when you come back and everybody's fa-la-la-la-la, you hear fa-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. Well, after the incident shooting out the loudspeakers, the cops said, yeah, I realize he just got back. We're cutting on a little slack on that. We've confiscated that M16. He shouldn't have that fully auto. Why don't you sit him out in the backyard a little bit? So I saw this little woodchuck hole we had in the backyard. And right away I'm thinking, hole, cave, VC, enemy supply. I ran over to the hole. I said, yeah! Took off a grenade, fire in the hole! My mother's laundry was like... Mama came running out, oh no, that's your daddy's good seal, sucker, soon!
We got back into the house and they said, all right, it's almost time to serve the bird.
So I sat there on the couch. I said, have a drink, why don't you? Have a drink. Remember how you used to like to work in the wood shop, Nino? We saved all your tools. And so like Tim Conway in the Carol Burnett Show, I dotted my way into the wood shop. Like to carve and chisel? So I sat there at the workbench, all my little wood shop tools. They said, I think he's adjusting now. He's sitting at his workbench working with his wood products. I was quiet for 5 minutes before I walked into the kitchen. Nino, would you like to carve the bird? I said, sure. They all smiled. As I reached into my boot and I pulled out a 16-inch Bowie knife and I started going... I stabbed it time and time and time and time again. Until they finally wrestled me down and said, Estelle, maybe you can control him. You always could control the boy. And sure enough, she said, come on, Nino. Let's talk the only language you'll understand now. The language of love. And so the whole family tried to close their ears as Estelle took me upstairs to the boudoir. And I began
to so many years of denial. War-torn years, pent up. And a damn. It was a hell of a Christmas, let me tell you.
Oh, is that great?
Well, when you know, some ways die hard. In the aftermath of Hobble the Gee, from force of habit, I threw a $20 bill on the bed.
Imagine my shock and horror when, from force of habit, she gave me $10 cash.